It must be very late. Harry's eyes were itching with tiredness. Perhaps he'd finish this essay tomorrow night. He replaced the top of the ink bottle, pulled an old pillowcase from under his bed, put the torch, a history of magic, his essay, quill and ink inside it, got out of bed and hid the lot under a loose floorboard under his bed. Then he stood up, stretched, and checked the time on the luminous alarm clock on his bedside table. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. Harry's stomach gave a funny jolt. He had been 13 years old, without realizing it, for a whole hour. Yet another unusual thing about Harry was how little he looked forward to his birthdays. He had never received a birthday card in his life. The Dursleys had completely ignored his last two birthdays, and he had no reason to suppose they would remember this one. Harry walked across the dark room, past Hedwig's large, empty cage, to the open window. He leaned on the sill, the cool night air pleasant on his face after a long time under the blankets. Hedwig had been absent for 2 nights now. Harry wasn't worried about her. She had been gone this long before, but he hoped she'd be back soon. She was the only living creature in this house who didn't flinch at the sight of him.